Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The USA sets a global record for daily COVID cases. Donald Trump cancels his January 6th press conference. Joe Biden remains very low in the polls. Prosecutors drop charges against Andrew Cuomo. Also ahead, analyzing the Trump non-press conference. But first, the CDC confirming more than a million cases of COVID on Monday, the highest amount ever recorded. That's up 8,000% since June. 56 million Americans have contracted the contagion, causing at least 830,000 deaths. Omicron accounting for 95% of the new infections. Hospitalizations remain low, however, despite the surge, down 25% compared to last January. The FDA now recommending booster shots for everyone over the age of 12. Donald Trump canceling his January 6th press conference. That would be tomorrow. The event was set to coincide with the one-year anniversary of the Capitol riot. The former president releasing a statement saying he will address the issues at a rally in Arizona on January 15th. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and other lawmakers will mark tomorrow with memorials at the White House and the U.S. Capitol. CNN will host a primetime special live from Washington, and we will have more on the Trump presser withdrawal a little bit later. New survey from USA Today says just 40% of voters back Joe Biden right now. 54% are disappointed with him. Just a third of Americans support the administration's policy dealing with rising murder rates. That's down 9 points since October. Homicides in the USA up 30% last year. Burglaries up 10%. The White House predictably blaming COVID. The DA's office in Albany, New York, says it will not prosecute Andrew Cuomo, and neither will anyone else in New York State, as I predicted. So the former governor will not face criminal proceedings. In a moment, as reported, Donald Trump calls off his January 6th press conference. We will tell you why in a moment. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Former President Trump canceling a press conference tomorrow to mark the one-year anniversary of the Capitol riot on January 6th. Perhaps heeding my analysis, Mr. Trump recognized that if he did hold that press conference, it would be a giant trap. So he has called it off. There's no question the media would have baited the former president and used whatever he said against him. So why do it if you can't win it? President Biden has to be disappointed. He was looking forward to the press attacking Trump for whatever he said and ignoring him for a while. And that's what would have happened. Donald Trump would have been the main story for the next 2 weeks. And Joe Biden's foundering on COVID, inflation, crime, all of that would have been put on the shelf. Now, I do believe Mr. Trump should put out a written statement tomorrow making four brief points. First, that the January 6th riot was wrong and should never happen again. Second, that on January 5th, the day before the riot, he suggested as president sending 10,000 National Guard to protect the Capitol and other buildings. But that proposal was ignored by authorities in charge of the Capitol, including Nancy Pelosi. Under our Constitution, President Trump did not have the power to deploy the Guard. There had to be a request from the Speaker of the House or the Mayor of Washington, D.C., and that request did not come. So Donald Trump should highlight that. Third, that the House panel investigating the Capitol riot could not care less about the National Guard and other facts. It is in business solely to damage Trump, and that is the truth. Four, that given the opportunity for a do-over, President Trump should say he acted too late to tell his supporters to get out of the Capitol. Admit that he should have acted a bit quicker and then explain why. The public would respect that, I believe. If Donald Trump does those things, his approval rating would immediately jump 5 points, and he would crush the dishonest media as well as the House panel. There is no question that the former president is still seething about the 2020 election. But he has to advance the ball, to use a cliche, if he wants to be president again. Relitigating the vote without a court challenge, that means presenting evidence to a federal court about voter fraud, relitigating the vote without that does not help Donald Trump. Yes, it appeals to his core supporters, but he needs more than that. If Donald Trump is reelected in 2024, he could absolutely ask for a special counsel to investigate alleged fraud in the 2020 election, and that's what he should be bent on doing. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1836, an American politician and legendary folk hero arrived in East Texas to protect the territory from Mexico. He died defending the Alamo 2 months later. Here is the story of Davy Crockett. Born in 1786, the Tennessee native joined the local militia in the early 19th century, fighting Native Americans, then the British, in the War of 1812. He won a seat in the House of Representatives in 1829, then lost it 2 years later, then regained the position in 1833. While in Washington, Davy Crockett became a hero. His tales about the American frontier became the subject of books and plays. He was typically depicted wearing a raccoon hat, beaver pelts, and smoking a corncob pipe. On January 5th, 1836, Davy and a band of 30 soldiers arrived in Texas to fight for its independence. The group settled at the Alamo Mission in San Antonio. A few weeks later, Mexican General Santa Anna and thousands of his troops attacked the church. Crockett and just 200 volunteers defended the fortress for days. The siege ended in March when the Mexican army invaded just before dawn. The gunfight lasted about 90 minutes. When the shooting stopped, Davy Crockett was dead at the age of 49. A few weeks later, Santa Anna's army was crushed by Texas General Sam Houston. His rallying cry, "Remember the Alamo." Now, the story of Davy Crockett and his band of volunteers spread throughout the country. Statues still stand honoring Davy in 8 southern states. And here's something else you might not know. When he wasn't fighting Indians or the British, Crockett earned his living as a bear hunter. He killed, according to legend, 100 bears every year, selling meat, fur, and oil for profit. He even claimed he once killed a grizzly in the dead of winter by stabbing it in the heart with a knife. And if you're a baby boomer, you may recall this. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.